Welcome back to Marathon Park at our first intermission. The Evergreens and Wausau West Warriors are tied 0-0, so the Evergreens doing just fine against an elite team. We'll take a look at our first period stats in just a moment. First, this message: there are two types of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see someone being bullied, stand up and speak out. You know, we just might. A message from WIFC, Cloverbelt Credit Union, Kasurik Kids Foundation, and these Midwest communication stations. My name is Chris Conley. Evergreens were outshot 11-3 in the first period. Evergreens did not have any power play opportunities. Wausau West was on the power play once on the two-minute roughing minor to Jacob Yakus, and the Evergreens killed it off just fine. Wausau West had what they thought was a goal for a moment. Whistle had sounded, though, and then the puck dribbled past Ethan Hurt, kind of bounced off his pads and went through. But again, referee waved that off right away, indicating that no goal there. You got time for a story? Sure we do. If this broadcast sounds a little bit different on tape delays, because we have a new recording device. The Olympia 315, which I've used to do the tape delay games for, the 8 years that I've done DC Ever Sports, fell from the bleachers at Lakeland in between periods and smashed on the concrete into a million pieces. So now comes the Olympias 425, the new, better thing that we're still learning how to use. If this broadcast sounds a little different tonight, that's why. The Olympias 425 is being broken in tonight. Hockey is brought to you by Tulusty, Kennedy & Dirks Law Firm. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Tulusty, Kennedy & Dirks, helping Central Wisconsin families for over 40 years. Zamboni is just about clear of the ice, and because it is late, we are time-condensing the time between periods to get you back to the hockey action faster. We'll be with these Evergreens again on Thursday. DC Everest Hockey on the road against Marshfield. You know, last year, Marshfield was a much better hockey team. Traditionally, the Tigers have struggled. They played good hockey last year and beat the Evergreens in both of their meetings. So the Evergreens will have revenge on their mind when they travel over to Marshfield Thursday. That game will be game two of a doubleheader. It will also be on tape delay as the Olympia 425 will get broken in for a second night. That is 2 days from now. The matter in front of us here is a scoreless tie between DC Everest and Wausau West. We'll get the second period underway when we come right back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Back at Marathon Park, I'm Chris Conley. Again, they've got so much video equipment. Normally we call the games from right above the red line atop the bleachers here. And by the way, the new bleachers they put in a couple years back at Marathon Park have given us some really nice sight lines. But there's just so much video equipment there that we're up behind the net and we'll be above the goal that the Evergreens are moving towards in the second period. So that should be pretty good. This is a cold rink, so between periods, the crowd kind of makes its way into the warm and heated lobby, and now everyone is coming back in to take their place. Our officiating crew will be back out onto the ice in just a moment. Then we'll get our second period underway. We've seen lots of games this season where one team is outshot, and yet still doesn't have a lot of success in the stat that matters most, goals scored. putting the nets back in place. As Zebras are back on the ice, and I see the teams will be coming back on too. The Evergreens have to be pretty pleased with the way they've gotten through the first period. Tolusti Kennedy and Dirk says, if you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Tolusti Kennedy and Dirk's law firm, helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. And hockey is brought to you by Dunright Exteriors. Siding, windows, roofs, and gutters for 65 years, Dunright is a real standout in the community. Warriors are coming out, getting onto their bench. Evergreens will be out in a moment once the ice clears. And second period will be underway. The only thing that's not so good about our vantage point is when the River Wolves, that's the hockey tenant that plays here most Fridays and Saturday nights, when they put up the new netting over the high plexiglass, they put up black netting instead of the regular white netting. And the black netting makes it a little bit harder to see the puck. I know in our broadcast colleague over on WXEO, when Chad Holmes does games here, he calls them from the red line because the black netting is a little bit of a distraction. It's an interesting view to do it from right behind the net, which is where we are tonight. But again, you're looking through black netting at a black puck, sometimes a little hard to see. No problem. We will persevere. Do I spy with my broadcaster's eye? Tom Weaver is calling the games for Wausau West tonight, who does a lot of UW Stevens point hockey. His spare time. Right, we meet at the center circle. Yeah, that's Tom Weaver, a former Midwest Communications longtime friend of our broadcast group. Tom Weaver on the mic for the competing Hiss WXEO, which does the Wausau West games. Here at Fox Sports Radio, the puck drops and play is underway for the second period. Wausau West flicked that on goal, and that's wide of the near side post. Evergreens happy to be tied right now. Cole Haynes put that on. Evergreens send this all the way down the ice, and just 20 seconds into the period, we will have a offensive zone faceoff for the Warriors. Busy night here at Fox Sports. Earlier you heard the D.C. Everest Wausau East basketball doubleheader. Tom King making an appearance at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. He does that rarely. Hope he wasn't heckled, right? Now here we are. We would not possibly miss an Everest West hockey game. Puck goes behind the net. Wausau West controls their own offensive end. Evergreens come out with it, trying to break forward. Here's Yaku's near side boards into the zone onside. Yaku's tried to center to the Evergreens near side. Colby Schmidt had his shot blocked. Schmidt couldn't get his stick down. Cole Haynes disrupted the chance. Yaku's had Hackbarth and Schmidt trailing. Pretty promising chance for the Evergreens. Again, West's defense is solid. West with a one-timer, back to the blue line, shot a little late on the stick side, but wide of the net there. Ethan Hurt almost beat. West still holds this zone. Now the puck goes into the bench area and out of play. Spectators settling in. One of the things that's nice about the Marathon Park environment is everyone's right on top of the rink. The bleachers are small. We've got a lot of people. We watch them sometimes two and three deep from along the areas behind the goals. Big crowd here. Faceoff is outside the Wausau West blue line. Goes into the corner now. Mark Sipple behind. Sipple being honored with a Scholar Athlete Award between periods. Sipple was, Vin Brockmeyer Football Player of the Year in our area. Team captain for Wausau West, who have every chance to add a state title to his list of accolades. And got this award here from the blue line. Shot pad save from Ethan Hurt. Hurt denies Connor Healy. Evergreens still haven't cleared the puck here, and it was the aforementioned Sipple fighting for it in the corner. Healy holds into the blue line, goes cross ice. West is still outside. Shot, club, saved by Ethan Hurt against Jake Bailey. So West opens up the period, and just on this offensive zone, they got three shots on net. Yeah, West is out shooting the Evergreens badly, and it's 14-4 now, shots on goal, unofficial. Evergreens get new skaters on. Number one line's coming out. The Ortel Schmidt Hackbarth line. Face off in the West offensive zone to the right of the cage. West holds in, cross ice blue line, flicked in front. Save off the stick of Ethan Hurt and goes out of play. And that goal down there has come off its moorings too. Hockey Tonight is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Cloverbelt Credit Union. construction loans, too. We finance fun. For those of you who consider construction fun. As a new house owner here, not so much. Evergreens win this offensive zone draw. Evergreens fight for it at the blue line, goes into the zone. Evergreens have Hackbarth chasing. Walsall West pops it up over Yakus and sends it down the ice. No one touched that. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. So the Evergreens are trying to hold this zone for an extended period here. Looks like Grant Ortel is going to take this draw. To Prokop's right, and Walsall West wins the draw. Brady Cleveland. Cleveland hit after that has been passed forward by Ortel. Walsall West slides it all the way down, but Yakus is behind his own net. Yakus, well, left the puck for what he thought was a teammate, and Walsall West picks it up in the corner. Puck's loose now. Evergreens close on it. Hackbarth comes away with it. Long pass ahead, right on the tape of Ortel. Shot saved by Prokop. Bounced off his glove and goes into the corner. Hackbarth will chase. Evergreens with a promising chance here, while Prokop doesn't have a lot go off him like that. Adam Prokop with a rare mistake. Evergreens couldn't capitalize. Goes off the zone, out of the zone. Evergreens send it into the corner. Parker hurt. Evergreens will chase there. Ortel is nearby, but Walsall West, defensive player, closest to it. Hart tried to fight for this along the boards. Kept into the zone near the blue line along the near side boards. Kisley joins the fight. Kisley came away with it. Shot on goal just over the crossbar. Played off the boards. Tried to center that from behind. Quinton Shiro, no one home for the Evergreens. There's a pretty good shift for the Evergreens. They're turning up a little more pressure on the net. 13:45 to play second period. Still scoreless. Walsall West moves this forward in the corner. Jacob Cabela behind the net. Walsall West looks to center. Now out to the blue line. Held in. Shot. Traffic in front. Trying to steer that in. It went off his stick wide. It was Carson Marquardt. Marquardt was just camped out on the far side post. Someone's got to move him out of there. Evergreen still haven't cleared this zone. It's along the far side boards right in front of the Walsall West bench. Waiting for this puck to come free along the yellow ribbon. Hackbarth joins in, comes into the corner for West. West gets all the good bounces on their home rink, too. Quinton Shiro is close to the Evergreens, battling with Paul Haynes for the puck. Shiro comes away with it. West sends it back to the blue line. And came out of the zone? No, they say it stayed in. Put on goal and wide of the near side post. I thought that was drawn past the blue line. Now the puck goes out of play into the West bench. I thought Connor Healy drew that puck back and that West would have to touch up. Linesman's way closer to that than me. Didn't see it the way I saw it. We are sponsored by the Brainerd Funeral Home, respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. What matters most, the Brainerd Funeral Home is there. Walsall West with an offensive zone face-off to the right of the cage. Evergreens win this draw. Parker Nitzke sends it down. Walsall West touches up, no icing. West bounces this off the boards on the near side. Evergreens look to get this puck back at the red line, and they did for a moment, and then Jaglinski, the pass to Jags was too far behind him. Evergreens try and sweep this in. Jaglinski is chasing, bounced off the boards. Yeah, Walsall West plays this rink perfectly. Huge hit in front of the Everest student section. The crowd reacts to Quinton Shiro, who laid out Carson Marquardt. No penalty. Hard and clean. West bounces this off the boards on the far side. Evergreens have it. 12 minutes to play. So a lot of scoreless hockey. It's been back and forth and entertaining. Walsall West sends this all the way down, trying to catch the Evergreens on a change. Two on two. Everest has two back. Left it for a trailer. Taken away. Evergreens counter-attacking chance. Ortel tries to get this ahead to Hackbarth. Hackbarth has it. Tries to center in front. Shot blocked. Wow, Ortel right in front. Goalie is still screened. Jaglinski tried to put that on. Couldn't get to it. And West gets it out of the zone. No, Evergreens hold it in. Backhanded swipe at it. Sent it into the corner. Puck pops up. And unable to hold it in was Parker Hurt. Evergreens will have to clear. Promising chance again for the Evergreens. With the Evergreens a one-timer to give you a 1-0 lead, be just fine with that. Walsall West bounces this off the far side boards that almost came on goal. It did not. Little wide of the cage, so this is icing. Going to come all the way down for an offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens, who are playing pretty good in this second period. We are sponsored by Abra Auto Body, who says sports is competitive. Abra Auto Body is competitive, too. Do you know everything that Abra has to offer? Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. That's Abra Auto Body, Walsall's west side. Offensive zone face-off to the Evergreen, sent around the boards, and Walsall West clears it out. West could have a two-on-one if they hurry. A little trouble corralling the puck with Sipple. Sipple instead sick hands and sends it to the corner. Yakuz is there. West goes back out. Wow, our linesman is down, made contact with one of the Everest players. Is he all right? We're going to play on. He's back on his skates, too. Zebra down for a moment. West from behind the net. Back out to the blue line, turned over. Evergreens couldn't quite possess the puck, almost taken away by Hackbarth. Hackbarth is chasing it down the ice. West is closest. Walsall West, nice pass forward, Ty Bailey. Bailey's onside, near side boards, tried to get that center to the skates of one of his teammates, a little bit behind Mark Sipple. 10.5 to play, second period, 0-0. Marathon puck hockey, usually a marathon park hockey, and usually on this rink the goals come a little bit easier than what's been happening tonight. Evergreens 3-on-2 coming back. Evergreens offside on the far side boards. Alex Kisley was in the zone early. Yakuz was trying to hold up this momentum with the puck, and Kisley just carried it across the zone. Face-off will come at the near side dot, outside the Everest blue line. Grant Ortel is going to take this draw. I'm Chris Conley. Fun night, big crowd, great environment at Marathon Park. Glad you're up a little late on a working in school Tuesday night. This is worth it so far. Evergreens back in their defensive zone. Cross ice pass to Quinton Shiro. Just get the feeling that the Evergreens are going to score. It's going to come with their number one line out there. Walsall West back in their defensive end. And West, that pass a little bit too long from Connor Healy, goes off the boards to Chase Pallier. Pallier's first time to call his name tonight. That's icing on the Warriors. Offensive zone face-off will come right back down to the Evergreens. With 9:55 to play in the second period. Quinton Shiro is going to take the draw for the Evergreens. West wins it, bangs it off the boards. Evergreens trying to come up and hold this zone in. Parker Hurt. Good job holding this in, but Walsall West behind the net wins the puck. Jasinski tries to chase. Walsall West coming back the other way. 2-on-2. Walsall West player upended. Was he tripped? No whistle. We'll play on through that. Evergreens 2-on-2 coming back the other way, and the puck goes into the corner. Interference coming up here now. The Evergreens player was tangled up with a Walsall West player who just gave him a big bear hugger. We play on through it. Happened right in front of the Everest student section. They saw that. Now we've got a whistle and a stoppage. West was offside. Evergreens' Kyle Jaglinski looked like he had a dancing partner there for a moment. We've had only one penalty call tonight. This will come outside. The faceoff is outside the Walsall West zone. Near side boards. Walsall West sends it into the corner. Evergreens have Yakuz there defensively. Yakuz goes cross ice from behind his net. West tries to hold in far side at the blue line. Zinda is jabbing at it. West comes away with the puck. Tried to get that down between the circles. The Evergreens clear it out. And this is going to be a little bit wide of the net, so we're going to touch up for icing. No, wave off the icing. And the Evergreens are trying to pursue this in their own zone. Comes out. Again, this is off one of the Everest players who had sent down the ice again and will wave off icing. Yakuz is the fast skater and is closest to it. Sends it back out to the red line. Walsall West picks up the puck there. Brady Cleveland. Cleveland, far side boards, now switches to the near side corner. Lucas Langolis tries to center from there. Everything's got a couple of players there to fight for the puck. 8.5 to play. Big hit. Grant Ortel lowers the boom on Brady Cleveland. Physical hockey. West holds in at the near side board. Sipple shot deflected. Bounces off one of the Everest players. Comes out of the zone. Walsall West is back defensively. Both teams are on a change. West surrenders the puck. Evergreens bounce this through, wave off icing again. Then you got the same number of players, but a smaller rink. While West player, Everest player just went flying. Colby Schmidt absorbs a big hit. It's behind the net. Hackbarth is fighting for it for the Evergreens. Can he get it centered? Had Ortel in front. Could he get the puck to him? Big hit near side boards. Colby Schmidt's been roughed up this shift. West turns it over, keeps it inside the zone. Edwards tried to slide that ahead for Hackbarth. Schmidt and Hackbarth couldn't quite make the connection. Hackbarth holds in at the blue line. Here's Ortell. Ortell tries to center. Ortell just dragged out of the ice. No penalty there either. Wow. That West player hooked Ortell down right in front of the referee. The arm stays down. Get the feeling, too, if the Evergreens are going to get a goal, the Evergreens 5-on-4 just seems more likely than 5-on-5. I mean, it always is, but more so when you're against an elite opponent here. West tried to center from the near side boards into skates, and one of the players wave off icing. Walsall West retreats to their own defensive zone. In the middle stages of the second period, we're halfway through this game now, and there's no score. West just turned the ball over the blue line, hooking, there's a penalty, Colby Schmidt dragged down, Evergreens go on the power play, centered in front, West touches up, and for the first time, the Evergreens finally get a call to go their way. Colby Schmidt was hooked down, and at 6:58 to play in the period, the Evergreens go on their first power play. Connor Wendell to the box. At 10:02 of the second period, Connor Wendell, 2-minute minor for tripping. And an offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. See if the Evergreens can cash this in. First power play opportunity for the night. Walsall West wins the draw. Evergreens Yakush tried to hold it in. Funny bounce off the boards, goes all the way down. Walsall West chases on every opportunity, so shorthanded goal possibilities are in play. Evergreens start their rush. Onside, Hackbarth. Near side, Hackbarth carries it behind the net. Got Ortell in front if he can find it. Goes back out to the blue line. It's in the skates of Brady Bunnell and goes out of the zone. Evergreens will have to go back and chase this. 1.5 to play in the Everest man advantage. There'll be 5 minutes left in the period if the Evergreens do not light the lamp. Puck here is too far ahead for Ortell and sent down the ice. Yakush retreats. Yakush ready to start his run. Long pass ahead to Ortell. Pops up Ortell's stick and Walsall West sends it down again. Evergreens' Ethan Hurt, the goalie, gathers this in. Evergreens' long pass ahead bounces off the boards. Too long for Ortell. And West again will send it down. So far, this power play has not looked good, and we're halfway through it. 1 minute left in the man advantage. Evergreens turn it over in their own zone. A shorthanded look at the net for Carson Marquardt. It's wide. Sloppy, sloppy for the Evergreens. The Evergreens have played so well, and then this power play has been a clown car so far. Evergreens behind their own net look to start their rush. Evergreens look stick checked from behind. Big hit lays out Parker Nitzke. Nitzke wasn't expecting the contact right in the center of the sheet. Evergreen sent it into the corner, but West possesses, and there's only 30 seconds left in the power play. Bouncing puck held in at the red line by Yakush. Yakush Kisley in front, deflected by one of the Walsall West defensemen and sent all the way down. Ty Bailey. 15 seconds left. The Evergreens have not gotten a quality look at the net on their first power play of the night. Time for one more rush with 10 seconds left in the man advantage. Evergreens are onside. Evergreens carry it in here. This is Quinton Shiro. Shiro along the boards, and now we're back to even strength. The Evergreens still hold the zone. Back out. Parker Hurt's shot is blocked. West has a 3-on-2 if they hurry coming back the other way. Mark Sippel. Evergreens are back. Shot. Saved by Ethan Hurt. Kept the near side post closed. Hurt has been up to the job tonight. Ethan Hurt playing measure for measure against a really good Walsall West team. It's centered in front. Evergreen sends it out to the blue line where Sippel gloves it and puts it right down to the ice. Even strength here. That is wide of the near side post. So West at 5-on-5 owns all the chances. That bounced off the boards and came out of the zone. Walsall West will have to touch up. 4:20 to play in the period. Still all zeros. West behind the net. Evergreen send that down. No icing. Went off one of the Walsall West players. Evergreens get new skaters on. Walsall West long pass ahead. All the way ahead to Sippel. That's a really nice pass from Jacob Cabella. Sippel can't control it. Evergreens come back the other way. Ortell bodied off the puck there. Hackbarth will try and keep the zone in the corner here. Hackbarth and Ortell battle in the near sideboards. Came away to Hackbarth down near the goal line, right in front of our Fox Sports broadcast position. And Walsall West got it to the other side of the ring, bounces it off the boards. This is icing, offensive zone faceoff to the Evergreens. Follow the Evergreens all season at everythingevergreens.com. It's a website just for Everest fans, brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics, Dunright Exteriors, Inner City State Bank, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Country Fresh Meats, and Telusti, Kennedy and Dirks Law Firm. It's everythingevergreens.com. Hackbarth will take the draw for the Evergreens. It's to the left of the goalie. Shot on goal. Wow, keeper was saved, and Prokop holds on to it. Prokop was screened there. Didn't see that till the last minute. He's got great reflexes. Another quality look at the net for the Evergreens, though. And again, an offensive zone face-off to the left. Hackbarth wins it. Goes back to Ortell near sideboards. Bouncing puck to the corner. West is closest to it. Connor Healy. Everything still holds the zone in, held at blue line. Yakus trying to get that on the near side post to Colby Schmidt. It was wide of Schmidt. Bounces off the boards, comes out of the zone. West counterattacking. Carrying the puck in is Cole Haynes. Haynes, backhanded shot on goal. Saved by Ethan Hurt. Denies Cade Gruber. Gruber was really quick on his release. Gruber had that on the backhand side and swiped at it towards the net. Got a little velocity on that, more than you would have thought. And a big save there by Ethan Hurt. Hurt's got a lot of saves here. Had 11 in the first period. Got to be well over 20 here. Offensive zone faceoff for the Warriors. Goes behind the net now. Warriors fight for it there. Cole Haynes engaged there with Kisley for the Evergreens. Evergreens fighting for this puck in the corner. Kisley joins the fray. Instead, it comes through to West at the blue line. Shot, pad, save. Going down to save it there is Hurt. Hurt denies Connor Healy. Evergreens looking to clear the zone. They get it out, but Walsall West retreats to their own red line, and West possesses the puck again. Try to get that centered. Yakus is there to sweep it out. West far side boards, red line, blue line, now sent into the corner, but the Evergreens, Yakus is closest to the puck from behind his net, bouncing off the boards. Evergreens trying for a two-on-two, a little bit too long. Now it's pinned up against the boards. 2.5 to play in the second period. Evergreens long pass ahead. Kisley had it go off his stick. Couldn't quite control it. West coming back the other way. Here's Mark Sipple. Sipple near side post. He's carried beyond the net and into the corner. Sipple needed to let that one release a little bit faster. Evergreens send this all the way down the ice and icing to stop the clock with 2:03 left. Sipple, that was Walsall West's most promising chance in a while. Carried that down along the far side boards, because sometimes momentum brings you to where you don't want to go. West will get an offensive zone faceoff to Ethan Hurt's right. Puck drop. Sipple took this draw, goes into the corner. It's behind the net now for Walsall West. Ty Bailey. Again, the Evergreens keeping a lot of really good players bottled up. There's a really high hit that sent Hackbarth flying. No penalty. That was Sipple who lowered the boom. To me, or just to my eyes, or that's all the way down at the far side of the ice. I think Sipple came in, elbows out. Don't like that. Puck went out of play into the scorer's table area. Gonna have a face-off right at the center circle. 1:47 left in the second period. Scoreless in the first, and so far scoreless in the second. Evergreens just want to make sure you don't give up a late goal, and nothing cheap, please. Walsall West wins this draw, plays it backwards, and now sends it into the corner. Yakus is there for the Evergreens, gives it to Ortell. Evergreens back in their defensive end. No turnovers here. Evergreens tried to get that centered, and Sipple takes it back for Walsall. Evergreens try and close on this puck and take it back. It's in the near side board, still in the offensive zone. The Evergreens fastest to the puck here. Evergreens try and fight forward a little bit too far out in front for Colby Schmidt. Left at the blue line, swiping at it, and fanning is Ortell. 1:10 left in the period. Bouncing puck ahead. Too hot for Walsall West to control. Evergreens fight for this along the far side boards. Hackbarth in the zone with Colby Schmidt. West and Sipple comes away with it. Sipple pass ahead. It's one-on-one. Saved by Ethan Hurt. Denies Ty Bailey. Sipple with a great pass. Hurt had no one between him and the potential shooter. And Hurt goes down and makes a pad save. Save of the night so far. Hurt denies Bailey. 44 seconds left in the period. The puck goes out of play. Boy, that looked like it was a goal in the making for Walsall West. And Ethan Hurt had something else to say about it. It's Walsall West that put this puck out of play. So the Evergreens get an offensive zone faceoff. Here we are in the closing seconds of the second period. Evergreens win this draw, goes to the corner. Evergreens have Kisley closing on it. It's behind the net. Walsall West is there. Timer's still running, 35 seconds. Walsall West carries out of the zone. Forward here for Lucas Langolis. Langolis looks to center. That's behind his teammate and turned over. Walsall West tries to get the puck back at neutral ice, down to 20 seconds in the period. Jadlinski is there in the corner for the Evergreens. Walsall West sends it behind the net. Carson Marquardt fights for it there. Evergreens, 15 seconds left in the period and counting down, back in the defensive zone. This second period's going to be scoreless too. 5 seconds left. Evergreens are trying to rush down the ice. Jakus is onside, puck's a little bit too far out in front of him, swept back down the ice, and that's where the period will end. The Evergreens are still even with Walsall West. We've reached the second intermission at 0-0. Back after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.